Just kidding, it's John Jeremy's Daily Moment. And today we're going to talk about Call of Duty World War II. We're going to do a video game review, which is not something I've done on this channel yet. And I bought it just right after Black Friday. I didn't buy it on Black Friday. Got a little bit more sense than that. I wasn't trying to get beat up in the Walmart, you know. But anyways, so I bought Call of Duty World War II. It was a little bit better than the last Call of Duty, as far as it didn't take, you know, a full night to download. It took like 2 hours, I want to say, which is pretty good. It was like a 6 gig file, so I was surprised it only took 2 hours. On this Call of Duty, there is multiplayer, campaign, and zombie mode. The zombie mode I wasn't terribly impressed with. I mean, to me, it's just kind of like fabrication of old zombies. Nothing new. And I mean, it kind of just seems simplified. As far as the multiplayer, I think it's a lot of fun. I do enjoy it. I feel like it's actually well put together. I mean, the only thing I could say is that it does have a lack of maps. But, obviously, if you've ever played Call of Duty, you know, well, they'll have like 3 or 4 map packs by the time it's all said and done. So, I'd be looking forward to that, because that's something that they're definitely going to have to get done soon, just because there's only like maybe 6 multiplayer maps, I want to say, right now. So, yeah, I'd be looking for a map pack shortly after Christmas, if not before then. Campaign mode is actually really difficult and a little bit different than what we're used to. And I don't know, I'm just having a really difficult time with the campaign. I don't know why. But yeah, definitely looks like it's different than what we're used to. Another thing for the multiplayer that I didn't exactly touch on was that the multiplayer is actually really, really good, as far as like you can get on there and just play match after match after match. There's no lagging or getting kicked out of lobbies or losing connection to the host or any of that. Pretty much, if you want to play, you're in, you're good to go, and you know, no difficulty. One thing I did want you guys to know is probably, I want to say around the first of the year, I will be changing podcast providers, the people that I record my podcasts from, or I guess the place that I do my recording and the place that I do my editing. I'm going to be changing that up to a different provider other than Anchor, so keep an eye out for that. Again, it won't be probably until around the first of the year, maybe early spring, so we'll probably just keep this podcast on Anchor for a couple months, and then we'll be going to a bigger, better provider, which should allow me to reach more people and of course give you this podcast a lot easier, and you won't have to have the app or anything like that. You'll just be able to listen to it straight from my page. As always, this is John Jeremy's Daily Moment. Comments, favorites, likes, shares, all that fun stuff is always welcome. You can like the John Jeremy's Daily Moment page, or leave me a comment there if there's something you would like to hear on the show. And as always, this is John Jeremy's Daily Moment.